Do time travelers exist, and do they walk among us? Are magicians hiding the ultimate secret, that magic is real? These questions you can find the answer to on This Paranormal Life. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host for today, Roy Powers, joined by Kit Greer.
Namaste, fellow adventurers.
If you haven't listened to the podcast before, what we do is every week we examine a new paranormal case study, and we come to a conclusion as to whether or not it is in fact real. We do the hard work, so you don't have to.
That's right. You can go to bed at night and sleep soundly in your bed, knowing that the Jersey Devil is nibbling your toes as we speak.
I mean, we've covered a lot of mythological creatures on this podcast. We've covered the Frogman.
Uh-huh.
We recently covered the Beast of Bladenborough. But we're yet to cover a select group of mythological creatures.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's time that we do that today.
Okay.
So today we're going to be talking about goblins. Are goblins real?
You'll notice I'm laughing. That's only because I'm just managing my fear.
Right, you're trying to channel it out of humor.
That's it. I can't sleep at night, dude. I honestly, fear of goblins. I swear to God.
Now, there's a lot of different types of goblins. Their appearance and mannerisms and their abilities all change, obviously, depending on their country of origin.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So it's like races of goblins.
Exactly. It's kind of like in folklore, one culture will view zombies in one way and another culture will view them in another way.
Mm.
What I'm basically saying is you can't cover all the goblin lore in just one episode of a podcast.
This is a six-part series.
Time to announce our spin-off podcast, This Goblin Life.
Goblin Talk. I swear to God, we're going to have King Goblin on episode 2.
It's launching
two.
Next week. So instead, today we're going to be looking at one particular group of goblins. Now, this is a Greek breed called the Kelekanzaro.
Wow, that's an incredible pronunciation.
I'm going to hopefully do like a Spanish guitar lick in there, like the dun-dun-dun-dun, Kelekanzaro. I don't know why it's not even Spanish. It just sounds very Spanish.
Uh-huh.
The Kelekanzaros, also known as the Christmas goblins.
Wow. And these aren't mixed up with the infamous elves of Christmas that construct
the gifts. Can we please hold all questions to the end of the presentation, please?
Okay.
Now, I know what you're thinking, Kit. What do goblins have to do with Christmas? We're on the same page here already.
I swear.
That was the only possible question that could have been asked from the statement, Christmas goblins. Well, you know, you got elves. You got flying reindeer, which is actually insane.
Yeah, when you think about it.
Why are people still looking for Bigfoot if there are every year on they know where they're going to be, the sky,
on the
25th of December?
Why are we not raiding Lapland with goddamn Navy SEALs and AK-47s flashing?
Spraying bullets wildly into the sky. Odds are one of them is going to nick Saint Nick. And that's just the probability factor.
You think his outfit is red because he likes the color? No, dude. It's red with the blood
of reindeer.
Is Santa
a goblin? Is Santa a goblin? This is what this podcast is for. We have to ask the big questions. Is Santa Claus? Is
Personally,
Nicholas Claus?
I've been asking that question since I was 5. Granted, they put me in a special needs class because of it. God damn it.
Also, he can squeeze down a chimney.
No.
A man is not squeezing down those tiny little chimneys.
A
goblins?
Goblin on the other hand?
Perhaps.
Pretty slight.
Perhaps. Let's find out. Let's investigate. That's what we're here to do.
Yeah.
Basically, the conclusion is don't leave out milk and cookies. Cut out the middleman. Milk and goblin food. I don't know what goblins eat.
Just drop by, you know, the pet food place and just go.
I assume that's like pellets. Dry pellets is what they would eat.
Yeah. And then there's like the cheap stuff that's in the tin. But then if you want to look after your goblins, you get them like the high... The stuff that's on the top shelf.
Always.
Yeah. Gotta look after those goblin teeth.
Those tender goblin teeth. So in order to understand the Kelekanzaros and how they fit into Christmas, what we have to do is understand their lore, their backstory, history.
Take us there.
I'm going to take us back. So in many early religions, there was belief that the heavens and the world were supported by a giant tree called the World Tree. Now, it's believed that these goblins would stay hidden underground, sawing at the World Tree. Look, it's going to get a little weird. You got to just hear me out.
What dicks? I can't believe they're the world tree, the thing that just...
What do they have to gain from sawing down the world tree? That's like lighting your tie on fire.
That's like being born and then just immediately trying to throttle your mother. It's insane. So self-sabotage.
So they spend all their time underground sawing at the world tree in the hopes that it will collapse along with the entire earth. They're little dicks, these goblins. What they have to gain from this, I don't know. I just think goblins are little shitsters.
Yeah, okay.
Because what we're going to go on to discuss later on is that goblins in general don't really ever seem to have a motive. They're just evil little deities.
They're not usually portrayed as that smart.
Yeah.
Like a little subhuman, like not quite
menacing,
as intelligent as...
They're just little dicks.
Yeah.
Little assholes.
Yeah, like you're not necessarily... Well, I don't know. You'll probably get there, but like I don't think it's number one... On the list of paranormal threats is like death by goblin.
I could beat up a goblin. I reckon.
I feel like they're like 2 foot high.
Put me in a ring with a goblin. We'll see who comes out alive.
Well, Rory, I open the door.
Santa walks in. What? Ho ho ho, bitch! Starts like he's got the world saw, he's wailing on me. Now. It is well known that the only time the Kilikansaros can rise from underground and roam the earth is in the lead up to Christmas.
Whoa.
And that's because in Serbian Christmas traditions, the 12 days of Christmas were referred to as the unbaptized days.
Well, geez, don't quote. Quite
it's not
a
very
ring
romantic,
to it.
Is
yeah.
it? And this was known as a time when demons and forces of evil were believed to be more active and dangerous.
Ooh.
So what these goblins do is they stay underground and they saw at the world tree, which I assume is just a massive tree because it essentially takes them an entire year to almost chop it down. But what happens is, this is what the legends say, that every time they get close, it reaches Christmas again, meaning the goblins temporarily forget the tree and go with the humans above the ground.
I mean, even goblins have priorities.
Yeah. So. I mean, we've talked, like, goblins are not the smartest creatures. Yeah. I reckon within 365 days, they've forgotten that.
Yeah.
Like, they've forgotten what happens when they leave the tree. So it's like, oh, we're so close. We're all so close. Is that Christmas? Let's go, boys. And then they, like, just drop the saw and, like, rise to the earth and just, like, push people over.
Is that
and smash
pumpkin
them.
Spice lattes I smell?
Which is a shame because, I don't know, what would it be like if they cut down the world tree?
I know, presumably that's the end of the world.
I guess, right? If that's holding up the heavens and the earth?
Yeah.
God damn, God. It's a good thing that they're so dumb.
Yeah.
Now, as I said, depending on culture, there's a lot of differences, a lot of different descriptions of the Kilikansaro type goblins. The most popular being that they're small, blackish creatures, humanoid, apart from their long black tails.
Mm.
Apparently, they look essentially like little black devils.
Wow, okay.
Roaming about in the nighttime, causing trouble, messing with people.
Yeah.
May or may not still have the saw. Maybe they'll leave that there. So they remember to come back to the world tree.
I like the idea that there's just like a big, you know, I don't know, in a local B&Q, there's like a big, this Friday, we got a big special offer on. We're going to have a lot of goblins come through here. We got a special offer on saws, 2 for 1. So, you know, don't look them directly in the eyes. Just get them in and out of here, okay?
We're looking for big saws.
You guys aren't going to be cutting down the world tree, are you?
No. Absolutely not. What's a world tree?
While they're having this conversation, 12 goblins are like stealing saws from the background.
Which one of these would you recommend for cutting a large tree holding up the world?
We wouldn't be talking about the world tree, would you?
No.
This is why I think it's fun to talk about goblins. Because we talk about a lot of creatures that are scary. The vampire beast of Bladen Burra, draining goats of their blood.
Murdering people.
The goat man who just carries around an axe.
Yeah.
These are scary creatures. The description of the goblins goes even further. Apparently, they're also mostly blind. Speak with a lisp.
No, they don't.
And love to eat frogs, worms, and other small creatures.
So at this point, it's just how it's just a person. I feel like this is just based on one person, just one loser, one dumbass.
How do you know if you're seeing like a goblin or just like a little prick?
Exactly.
Like a little blind prick, like eating worms and frogs.
Yeah, just a little like kid all covered in like coal, just like running down the street kicking cats. Like, yeah. I guess that's a goblin. It could be.
So these goblins, every Christmas, would rise to Earth. And they've been working hard on the world tree for months. So you'd think, being devilish creatures, they'd pop up, kill some people, haunt some people, do some like really horrible murderous stuff. No.
Right.
They're not even really considered truly malevolent creatures, but actually quite stupid and impish.
Okay.
So what we've got is, every Christmas, a horde of little shit-stirring dumbasses show up in a city, just with people.
I mean, what, like, what are we talking
frogs.
Here? Yeah, I was gonna say, just like, what, like stealing milk, like pushing over children in the street, just like minor inconveniences.
I'm a goblin. No, you're not, Steve.
I like to think as well, there's like, they're all really stupid except for like one scholar goblin who's just like trying to rally them all. He's like, this year we're not going above ground, we're just gonna stay under here, work on the tree. We're just gonna stay down here and keep to the task at hand.
Is that Jingle Bells?
No,
I think it's
this
Christmas
happens
time.
Every year. Oh my
boys,
god,
drop the sauce.
No. Every year.
So they spend all Christmas messing with people, having a fun time, wrecking up the place, get some pumpkin spice lattes maybe. But when Christmas, aka the unbaptized days, were over, the goblins would go back to wrecking the world tree.
Mm.
Only to find that while they were away, the tree had healed up entirely, meaning they have to start over again. So this is a vicious cycle these little goblin dicks are caught up in.
Wow.
Back to sawing the tree.
Uh-huh.
They're going to go again. They get close. But then as soon as it gets close to cutting down that tree.
Wow.
Christmas time.
Every year.
It's time to be unbaptized.
God,
so you go
damn.
Back up to the top of the earth. It's a vicious cycle.
Damn, they're stuck in the rat race.
I mean, I could see why you would be a prick if that was your day to day.
If that was your life?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Sawing? Oh,
just
God.
Sawing all day long.
That's horrible. Because you know you'd get to that point as well. You know when you're like sawing a log and you reach that point where you're pretty deep in. But then the teeth go wrong in the sawing, and then it kind of jags a bit, and then you don't remember what angle you were cutting at, and it's just stuck in there.
And then eventually, like, the longer you go, like, you think after the course of a year, like, that saw's getting pretty, like, dull.
It's dull.
It just gets
dull
harder,
as hell.
Harder.
I mean, everyone wants to rage at Christmas a little.
And you're
hell, who hasn't kicked a cat? Does that make me a goblin? Sure. Yeah. I'm a goblin. There.
Yeah, that's what
confessed.
Parents call me. Yeah. I know, you're under the ground. There's not even, like, 3G down there?
No.
Not even 4G down there?
Only 100 Gs. Gs being goblins.
Best goblin coverage in the UK.
Goblins.
Imagine you signed up for a phone contract and that was the deal. Like, you signed up, you just like, it's like, oh yeah, 24-month contract sounds good. And just you get home and your house is just inundated
with
goblins.
Goblins? So let's recap. We know who they are, what they do. Now let's look at the apparent ways in which you can stop these goblins.
Whoa, okay.
Which I actually like to believe is a nice testimony to their existence. Because why do you need to stop a creature that doesn't exist?
Right.
Why have people put in place methods of stopping a creature if they haven't had to stop
that
creature?
That's kind of interesting, yeah.
You know?
That's very true.
Are they real?
It's not just like a unicorn that it's like, it's this cool thing.
Yeah, no,
like,
one knows how to stop a unicorn.
Yeah.
If one of those things shows up and starts spearing humans.
Yeah.
We're gone.
Because people in medieval times just wore full suits of armor at all times. Less a unicorn, barge into their house and spear them.
I would love to see a Jurassic Park style movie where we find a way to bring imaginary creatures or mythological creatures to life.
Wow.
But find out that we as a species are completely incapable of coexisting with them.
Mm.
Like unicorns, for example, literally just shoot like face melting rainbow beams from their eyes.
Yeah.
And it's like, why did we not see this coming?
I know. I know. What else would be like a bad mythological creature to
Minotaur.
Bring back? Minotaur is pretty
up
there.
Because they're angry in the myths.
Yeah.
Like, that really sucks to be a mythological creature, but also like an asshole in just your legends, your lore.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I think they were kind of pissed though, because weren't they, wasn't the thing that they were relegated to living in mazes? That's a pretty infuriating existence.
Really?
Yeah, that was
the whole
thing.
Oh my god, that would be horrible.
In a maze.
That would just drive you crazy.
Yeah, dude.
So it's not even the fact that they're a monster. Like, horrible.
I think another bad one to bring back would be the flying monkeys from The Wizard of Oz. I mean, they're pretty much goblins.
That's close as you can get to goblins.
It really
but goblins
is.
With wings. Which is just the worst combination of all time.
Yeah. Monkeys are really mischievous and kind of like, they throw poop at people and stuff like that. But like, you give them wings and they are unstoppable. And waistcoats so they can get into fancy restaurants. Are you serious?
Imagine that. Go out to dinner with your girlfriend, have a relaxed time. Next thing you know, waistcoated flying goblins come in and start flinging shit at all the guests. So let's look at how to stop these little bastards.
Please do.
So there's a couple different ways in which you can stop the Killer Kinzaro's goblins.
Uh-huh.
Number one, and this is the best one of all of them, leave a colander at your doorstep.
Right.
Now, you see, the Killer Kinzaros could only count to two. Because at the time, three was regarded as a holy number.
Mm.
And if the goblin said three, then it would allegedly kill itself.
Jesus Christ.
Which I assume is just like burst into flames, not like take out a Glock and just be like, three.
Yeah, yeah, they don't really like sadly like jump off like the Golden Gate Bridge or something like that. So the idea... You leave a colander out and they try to count the holes in it. Is that the idea?
Yes. So they would try and count all the holes in the colander. They'd spend all night trying to count the holes. And because they're unable to reach above two, finally what would happen is the sun would rise and they'd have to scamper away.
Oh.
So they couldn't actually come into your
house. They're somewhat like vampires. They don't like daylight.
Yes, don't like daylight. Very much like black skin, big eyed. I think they'd be blinded or burnt or something.
Yeah.
I guess if you live underground all year. Like,
that's true, yeah.
I basically live underground and I barely like sunlight.
You open the door and just like goblins wearing Ray-Bans.
Yeah.
Surprise!
So number two. Now apparently the goblins would try and enter your house through any open entrance.
Oh.
Which, think about it, that's very interesting, because the most popular entrance was the chimney.
Ooh, this is very interesting.
Now look, am I going to sit here and say that Santa's elves are goblins?
Or that Santa himself is a giant goblin?
Yeah, probably, but I have to.
I'm saying
we'll go on record right now then. There is a possibility that if Santa exists, that he is a goblin.
Yeah, just like a nice one.
Yeah, well, that's what you said. Maybe there was one nice goblin.
Scholar goblin.
The scoblin, who kind of grew up and formed like a horde of them. And he was the one that maybe through the years managed to tame them. And be like, how about we use some of this wood from the World Tree to build toys for the children?
That's beautiful, wow.
Yeah.
They twisted his neck immediately, ate him alive.
No! I really hope that's not true. So in order to ward them off, families were advised to keep fires burning all night so the goblins couldn't get down the chimneys. Also, burning horrible things like shoes would create a stench.
Of course.
That would ward off the goblins.
Jesus.
But I mean, if you're not sure that a creature exists, so the way to ward it off is to make your house smell like burnt shoes.
Yeah.
For all of the unbaptized days.
Yeah, not to mention the
God
expense.
Damn.
Burning a pair of shoes a frickin' day.
Because I guess, well, I assume... They're old shoes, right? They're not buying new shoes to burn.
I mean, I guess.
Because then why like, would you just burn anything? Why does it have to be like new Nike SBs? We are so broke. We cannot keep burning shoes. Shouldn't we burn wood? No, they said shoes. They
it's
insisted
like, we need
shoes.
To divert these funds into money. Into we need to spend this money on food. Is that, and the goblins will take the food. Yeah, great idea, Greg.
Great idea.
Great idea.
Oh, sure. Why don't you just invite the goblins in and they can have everything?
Let's just leave out a cheese board for the goblins.
Yeah.
And they love that.
Either we burn the shoes to keep them out or the goblins take the shoes. Which would you rather have, Craig?
I know, just like some husband's like all these shoes. It's like wife's collection of shoes, really hoping goblins come and steal them all. He secretly leaves the door open, puts out the fire at night, hoping the goblins come
Free
in.
Free shoes for goblins.
I just... Goblin 0 to Goblin 5.
So number 3 is a bit more normal. Mm-hmm. It's a bit more boring as well, really. Just mark your door with a black cross and they'd be able to enter.
It's still, lead with that.
Lead with the cross.
Yeah.
Stop burning shoes and leaving colanders out for suicidal goblins.
The cross is very biblical. This is very sort of plague stuff.
Right.
You know, like marking your door so you don't get effed up by the plagues
slash
goblins.
And like, I find it weird because they're kind of just being described as an evil creature, an evil entity. They're not specifically related to demons or demonic presence as just like paranormal little shits.
Yeah.
So to be, I guess a lot of things are annoyed by crosses. Vampires, right? Don't like crosses.
Mm.
Maybe unicorns. We don't know. We can only speculate.
Yeah, little unholy shits.
I would pay money to see a unicorn recoil in fear as I hold a cross to its face.
I do feel, because unicorns seem so like majestic and smart.
See, that's it.
I feel like they might be a little bit like dolphins. I think everyone has heard of like, you know, these like dolphin rape caves that dolphins mess people up. Have you ever heard of this?
What?
I'm about to blow your mind. The dolphins have like abducted people, taken them to caves and freaking raped them, dude.
Humans?
Yes.
That's not real.
It is real.
That's not real.
Google it, dude.
Dolphins have molested humans in dolphin rape caves.
How? Turn off the podcast.
How do they grab them? How do they get the humans?
I think the idea is that humans are lost at sea. I can't believe I'm discussing this.
This is bizarre.
Humans are lost at sea. You know, you hear these stories of like dolphins.
No, never.
Took me to shore.
No.
I was in a boat wreck.
No.
So people get lost at sea. Like they get their boat capsizes, something like that.
And I will tell you the point of the story when I drop off. Please continue.
So people get lost at sea. Their boat capsizes.
Yep.
And then they don't know what way land is. They think they're done for.
Plausible.
And there are cases. Dolphins come and carry them to shore.
I'm gone. I'm done. No. So what the odds are that then you might just like meet the wrong gang of goblins?
Yes.
Not goblins.
Imagine at sea and a goblin swims out and goes, come with me.
I know a cave.
You're like, I don't really have too many options here.
You make it sound like the goblin as well is on like a jet ski, because obviously they can't really swim. I don't assume,
but they can steal jet skis.
That's mad. All right, so the cases of dolphin molestation, I guess we'll have to cover in another.
That's
podcast.
A whole other thing. Yeah.
I mean, that's not even really paranormal. That's just kind of sad and horrible.
Mm-hmm. Quite disillusioning.
Because I thought the dolphins were supposed to be smart. They're like mammal, like quite
intelligent.
Too
smart. Because humans are smart as hell, and they do the worst shit ever.
Hey, fair play. We're the real monsters.
That's it.
We're the real goblins.
That's how you know how smart an animal is. Because like dogs, they're not very smart. And that's why they're so lovely.
Yeah.
That's how you know how smart an animal is how much of a dickhead it is. Monkeys, really smart. That's why they steal watches and throw shit at people.
And set up hedge fund schemes.
They tank the economy on the daily.
Well, this is why this is a weird case, because goblins are idiots, but they're assholes. So it's the first time that we're really seeing a creature that breaks that pattern. They're stupid, but they're dicks.
That's true, yeah.
That's an interesting thing to take into account. But crosses on the windowsill, no goblins enter.
Yeah.
Definitely recommend doing that before the shoe thing. And maybe just doing that. Why does everyone just do that all the time? It doesn't matter if it's the unbaptized days or if you're living in Transylvania.
Yeah, I mean, if it works,
just do it. Just do the cross.
Why not?
Save a bunch of time. Maybe scare off a whole bunch of people.
Hmm.
So now, let's tick some things off our list. We know what they look like. That's a tick. We know what they do. Tick. And we know how to stop them.
Mm-hmm.
So what are our thoughts? What are we thinking? Obviously, this is a long time ago. This is, you know, early Greece. There's a lot of myths from around that time. A lot of legends that get passed down. Do you think this could be a real plausible thing, that there are goblins? I doubt the existence of a world tree, so that throws into question a lot of the story.
Yeah, I mean, the world tree is definitely, I think we're working with a couple of moving parts here. I feel like this is what, like, myths colliding.
Exactly.
It's like the world tree is like a very popular myth, the world rond, and I feel like that has the goblin thing has been kind of layered on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
But they do sound like they're just kind of archetypal, dickish little beings. So I don't know. My inclination is that, you know, something's inspired these It's like something's inspired. I'm not sure what that is. What do you think? Is this like inspired by little kids running around, like messing with people?
Well, that's it. You know, it's like the World Tree is kind of a an image, like a symbolism that's been created to represent the structures of the world.
Yes.
So who's to say that these goblins weren't created to symbolize little assholes that lived in a village that would just piss on your shop windows.
Just shit all over society.
Absolutely. It could very much be that case.
Yeah.
One thing that I found very interesting was in Greek, the term Kilikanzaros is used... Am I saying that right? Kilikanzaros? God, I hope I am. Kilikanzaros. So in Greek, the term Kilikanzaros is also used to describe a number of short, ugly, and unusually mischievous beings.
Ooh.
So it's all that collective is described as Kilikanzaros. And in other contexts, it seems to express the collective sense for the equivalent of the Irish word for leprechaun or the English words gnome.
Okay, so these are potentially all very similar things. Definitely, I don't know about gnomes, I don't know much about the history of gnomes, but certainly leprechauns, small,
yeah,
annoying, kind of mischievous.
Yeah.
They try to trick
the
people.
The pot of gold shenanigans.
Yeah, trying to mess with people. Yeah.
I just wonder, all right, we've got these little creatures.
Yeah.
They only show up at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
They come down your chimney. They can be described as gnomes.
Uh-huh.
Could this be early elves? Could our theories be true that Santa was maybe a born goblin turned leader of
goblin
the goblins
uh-huh.
and decided to spread joy rather than terrorize? So every time it's Christmas, maybe they don't saw down the world tree anymore. Maybe they set it. Maybe it's a goddamn Christmas tree at this point.
Whoa.
Have we just cracked something open? I feel like we're making progress here.
Yeah, I really feel like we do.
All right. You put on the pot of coffee. I'll get a pack of cigarettes.
I'll call Santa.
What?
Yeah, I've got his number, dude.
I mean, is that a viable thing? Do we think that parts of this legend could have passed on to the myth of Santa?
It
the origins
seems
of Santa?
Possible. What's the... You said this goes back to Greece.
Yeah.
Are we talking a long time ago?
Long time ago.
Okay, this goes back a long way.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think...
About, coincidentally, I think it was about the time when Santa was born.
Coincidence?
Coincidence? I think not. I think Santa is a goblin.
So is that where we're landing today? Is it not? I think we're past the point of are goblins real?
Right.
Santa a goblin?
I love that we've moved past all that irrelevant stuff, all that boring stuff. Are goblins real?
I mean,
is the world tree real? Duh. Could a goblin kill a man, or would I be able to kill the goblin? We've moved on to the big question here. Is Santa himself a goblin?
Yes.
And I think that's a really important question to answer. And I think, gotta be real careful about this one.
Last Santa strike me, Don.
I don't think Santa exists.
Uh-huh.
I think if he did exist,
uh-huh.
he could be a goblin. That's how I'm going to decide to word that
conclusion.
I think
you're a fence-sitting little goblin-loving pussy. Okay? Santa's a goblin.
You're putting on a set of
goblins.
Hell,
I'm a goblin.
Yeah! Give me your shoes! Give me your shoes! I'm just trying to set fire to them now and brush you out.
Should have put a cross in your door, bitch. This podcast is a long con to steal your milk.
I think in terms of a conclusion, there's no such thing as in this case, as the Kilikanzaros goblins.
Uh-huh. That's fair. But we still have many other goblins.
There's many other goblins out there. We haven't even looked into... I mean, Santa is a whole episode in himself.
It really is.
We've got to look at that. I'm sure there's testimonies from people who have seen Santa.
Mm.
Maybe we could tie that in. Did he have a long tail, perhaps?
Mm-hmm.
Or was he caught stealing any shoes while he was eating the cookies and milk?
And I would further that request. If you've had experiences with this type of goblin, if you've had experiences with other type of goblins, we don't want to know about it. Just keep that shit to yourself. But if you've had experience
Just shut up, please. Because everyone's sick and tired hearing about you go on and
why
on
would
about
we
that
time hear
you're
that?
Kidnapped
why
by goblins.
Why would we want to hear that? But... if you have experienced this, if you've been to the World Tree, if you've seen them, if you've hung out with them, if you are a goblin, then do get in touch.
Yeah. Same with dolphins. If you were f***ed by a dolphin, please email into the podcast.
Very insensitive.
That's
there's a dob.
The
Dublin.
The ultimate combo. They had a baby.
The dolphins.
Jesus Christ. The intelligence of a dolphin, but can now walk on land.
Oh my Christ.
If you are an illustrator that is capable of drawing a police sketch-esque drawing of
a Dublin,
please email that sketch into thisparanormallifepodcast@gmail.com. We're wrapping up. I'm saying they're not real, unfortunately.
I'm saying they're not real.
But thank you for joining us. Hopefully next week we will have a new paranormal story and come to the conclusion that it is in fact true. But until then, stay spooky.
Keep watching the World Tree.